The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Saturday edition of the program, meaning we're here and we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind with you tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
We're going to start in Texas, where everything is bigger, including the number of people put to death by the state.
Yeah, the Texas has actually executed 6 people already, I believe. This year?
I think, or this week?
This year, I guess they've executed 5. This would have been the 6th that we're going to talk about here. The nation has done 4.
The whole country? The other 49, outside of Texas?
The other 49 states.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they,
a lot of killing.
They do a lot of executions in Texas. Texas is number one in numbers. Oklahoma, its next door neighbor, number one per capita.
So Texas must be the safest state.
Nope. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
No. So well, wait, I thought the whole punishment thing is supposed to deter crime.
Apparently, it doesn't in this case. The death penalty, I mean, can you imagine anyone sitting around saying, you know what I'd really like to do? Life in prison. I'm going to do life in prison instead. There is a circumstance where this happened. Jeffrey Dahmer actually did his crimes intentionally in states where there was no death penalty.
Did he end up getting killed in prison?
Yes, he was killed in prison.
Okay.
Because he was a horrifying individual.
Yeah.
And turns out the inmates will take care of that.
Got it.
I don't know specifically what the sentences were, what the sentence was for the inmate who killed him, but he likely had a lot of time to do. And it's happened more than one time that this has been the occurrence. In this case, it's a guy named Battaglia, and he is a horrifying individual.
Okay.
One of the arguments I like to make against the death penalty is that we as humans don't know, you know, who committed what particular crime. John Battaglia did his very best to remove reasonable doubt from the scenario. John Battaglia shot his 2 daughters to death as they screamed for help while he was on the phone with his ex-wife.
Whoa.
After he had sort of gotten the oldest daughter in some manner or another to, ask Mama why she was trying to put Daddy in jail. Because the mom was, in fact, trying to put the dad in jail. And maybe he felt like he was going to go. And if he was going to go, let's just go out big. And so he killed his daughters while he was on the phone with his wife. Horrifying individual. And he's got a myriad of mental illnesses, narcissistic personality disorder, and bipolar were mentioned. I mean, this is the guy's messed up. He's claiming that he doesn't feel any remorse because his daughters are with him. So sounds to me like he's dealing with some level of schizophrenia, too.
Hmm.
Whatever. My amateur diagnosis of his mental abilities really is not applicable in this situation.
How old were the kids at the time? Not that it matters.
9 and 6.
Okay.
I think it matters to people. I think the age of kids when they're killed matters.
I don't really think it matters. I was just curious.
Okay.
Because it's horrifying either way.
Would it
be less horrifying if they were 2 and 3 or 18 and 16, you know?
I don't know what it would be exactly, but it's a horrifying crime. And he seems to be still nuttier than a pecan log, and he's been on death row for less than 15 years, over 10.
But they can't kill him? Is that what is going on here?
He has gotten a stay of execution because of mental incompetence to be executed. Now, I think that this is the funniest reason not to carry out an execution. I am against the death penalty, but I'm against the death penalty for reasons, not just generally. So I don't.
Not because you think he specifically deserves to have a long life in prison.
No, right. I'm not celebrating. I'm not out doing the cha-cha because this guy is not getting executed. I think that if we are going to have a death penalty, John Battaglia ought to be near the top of the list.
Okay, but he can't be killed.
Well, he can't. He is a stay. That doesn't mean that that Texas has appeals and all. The organization known as the State of Texas has lots of appeals, and it's not like they didn't take on the UN over killing somebody. Ted Cruz headed that up at one point. So they're really committed to this execution thing. They're all about it. Not that they can prove that their state is particularly better because of the executions, just because they're about executions. And there are, there's classes of people that are really into executions. They like the idea. I used to be pro-death penalty because I believe when you've got a mad dog, you take the mad dog out and shoot it. Not because you hate the dog or anything like that. It's just, it's best for everybody. However, in this circumstance, I'd like to point out one of the best points against the death penalty is we don't live in the imaginary world where you can take a mad dog out and shoot it if that mad dog is a human. You can take a mad dog out and shoot it if that mad dog is a dog. But since we live in the real world where human beings get a whole bunch of very expensive appeals before they're killed,
because there's a chance that somebody didn't do the crime. In fact, what is it, over 100 plus people, 170 or whatever people?
I think it's more than 200 now.
Yeah, in the last couple decades have basically been vindicated from their supposed crimes that put them on death row.
Sure.
So that's why the appeals exist.
Right. Well, right? Anybody who's for the death penalty always says, oh, well, yeah, we don't want to execute innocent people. But the problem with the death penalty is it has executed innocent people. And so, therefore, if you support the death penalty, you and you believe you're part of the government, and that's what we're told here in a functioning republic, democratic republic, that we're told we are the government. So if you support the death penalty and you are part of the government, then you essentially are the murderer that you wish to kill. And I find that to be, philosophically, the biggest argument against the death penalty. But I think there's a very practical argument against the death penalty, a la John Battaglia here, which is that this filth, this worthless mad dog who could be left in prison to rot in a cell eating nothing but bologna sandwiches for the rest of his life, and he's not going to cost you that much more. They're going to have that cell's going to exist. It already has been built. The only thing that he's costing Americans at this point or Texans at this point is essentially a bologna sandwich three times a day. You're probably not paying, my guess, $5 a day to keep this guy in prison under a life sentence on a death row situation. It's the appeals that cost millions of dollars when it comes to these people, because you got to have stenographers, you got to have lawyers, you got to have judges, you got to have all these people doing all this stuff, and it's an incredible amount of money. And it drags up these issues over and over again. This poor woman, had her two children killed by this nut job. Poor choice of husbands, I'd say. But she's getting, every time this comes up, I imagine she feels the pain that she feels daily, more so.
Sure.
The surviving daughter of this nut further feels pain that she probably feels, if not daily, at least weekly. Again, she feels it that much more. I say, just let these people rot. Put them in jail and let them rot. They're not getting away with it. I'd also like to point out that this plea for...
you could argue that the death penalty sort of gets them an easy out to some extent, right? I mean, it's a long time that person is going to be sitting in a prison cell, as opposed to just cutting off their life.
Quickly send them to heaven. Well, that's what this guy argues that he did with his daughters.
Essentially,
to
heaven.
Yeah, he got them away from their awful mother, and he, really legitimately disliked his ex-wife at that point. Got them away from her and sent them to a really great place. Yay! Right. So now I don't believe this crap, but I do believe that I do. I am clear on my Christian doctrine that if you ask for forgiveness, you should get it. Now, how God deals with the mentally ill, I'm not entirely clear on that, but you know, the people on death row are going to heaven by the standards of Christianity. So I think it's very difficult. Also, it brings up the insanity plea, which is very difficult.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should people who are considered to be insane be able to be put to death? And, of course, just generally talking about the death penalty, air your thoughts at 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want, although we are talking about the death penalty. Story is out of Texas where a madman who murdered his two daughters shot them to death. Was that right?
Yeah. An arsenal.
Yeah, apparently.
He's an accountant. He's a respectable individual, member of his church, and had all the licenses and all that stuff.
Well, he claims that he wanted to send them to heaven to get them away from their mother.
Yeah.
And he's now in prison, and apparently has now stayed from execution due to being a madman, due to being insane, at least.
Which I think is the dumbest reason not to execute somebody.
And you and I are both against the death penalty for other reasons, more specifically the idea that innocent people can and have been put to death. So if, you know, if one innocent person is put to death, then to me it's not worth killing 100 guilty people.
I'm also a conservative, and one of the reasons that I am against the death penalty is I just don't want to see all this money spent on these people. This guy is, he's a sick, cruel, insane individual, and leave him to rot in a prison. Let the prisons deal with guys like this, and then we don't have to think about, his sickness doesn't have to be brought up in front of everybody all the time.
So if you want to share your thoughts, we're here for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether it's on the death penalty or this character in specific, the idea of, you know, being insane and that somehow getting you out of the death penalty, any aspect of it. Or you can bring up anything, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's jump right into your calls and thoughts. Eddie is up first in Virginia. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm in favor of the death penalty. I disagree with you about how much money it costs, and therefore,
well, you can't disagree with facts.
Well, I've heard different,
all right,
about it. I mean, that's up for dispute. But as far as if your family member, the same old story. If your family member got murdered and raped your little girl, you'd be in favor of it.
No, sir.
Well, actually, I can read you an article from a person in Jacksonville, Florida, who wants to see their murderer have the murderer of their daughter commuted to life in prison, but the state won't do it.
I also
does that matter to you? Because I don't think that matters. This isn't a revenge system. This is a judicial system, right?
Yeah, but what you're saying is you're against it, and I'm just saying if it happened to your family.
Yeah, you just said that, so now you're repeating yourself.
Perhaps I'm enough of a man to go into the prison and kill him with my own hands then. Well, if I need vengeance,
yeah,
I'll do it on my own. I don't need the government to do it.
Well, wait a minute. I've also seen a story, Mark.
Give you a sword, or if you was an Islamist, give you a knife and whack his head off, no doubt.
All right, Eddie, thanks for the call tonight. Look, there are multiple stories like what you're talking about, Mark. When I was in jail for civil disobedience, I was reading one of the magazines in there, and there was a story about a lady whose son was killed by another young man, and she forgave that young man. And then when he finally got out of prison, they ended up becoming neighbors because she was caring towards this person, and he changed. The guy who killed her son is not the same person today, 20 or 30 years later or whatever, than
I don't
he
think
was
everybody can do that. I think that's an amazing story of an amazing woman. I wouldn't suggest that solution.
That's another counterpoint to what that guy was saying. Right. Well, if you got your family member murdered, then you want to kill them too. Well, maybe some people would, but not everybody. Some people practice forgiveness and understand that people can change. Not everyone who commits murder, you know, is a madman. Sometimes it's a heat of the moment thing or whatever.
Also, I can't really speak to what would happen. I haven't had a close family member killed, and I'm really glad that didn't occur for me. I don't know what it's like to be in that situation. I sincerely hope I never am. However, this isn't, again, I'm going to say this isn't a vengeance system. It's a judicial system, and we should make the best choices. And there's no arguing with the fact that it costs lots of money to take these people to trial. I explained. There are lawyers. There are judges. There are stenographers. There's lights in the courtroom. All this stuff costs money.
Well, the same person who thinks that it's not that expensive would probably advocate for getting rid of all the appeals. Oh, the person was...
Well, you can advocate for getting rid of all the appeals. I am here. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm advocating for getting rid of all the appeals because... And the shortest path to getting rid of all those appeals is just do away with the death penalty. It doesn't deter crime particularly. Texas isn't being the killing state in the union doesn't particularly matter. Now, you know, it doesn't change anything as far as the crime goes.
No.
Is it? I can see how some people would like to see somebody killed who's done a heinous crime. I, for one, will shed not a single tear if this John Battaglia is executed. Not one tear. I may
or
go,
if someone kills him in prison.
Yeah, I may go, yay! That's how I felt when Dahmer got killed in prison. Yes, I was happy. I admit it. I was happy. It's not. I'm not against the death penalty because I'm some bleeding heart liberal. I'm against the death penalty because I am a dollars and cents practical conservative, and I believe in justice. The fact is if you advocate for the death penalty, you're a murderer. Let me support that, as I did in the last segment. Because we are the government, as we're told in civics class, and our opinions matter because we elect politicians who have, you know, who hear our opinions and act upon our opinions. Well, the death penalty has been misapplied, and if you advocate for the death penalty, you must therefore take upon yourself the moral onus of the killing of innocent people. The death penalty has been applied to innocent people. We know that. It's been done in the last few decades. So that means it's been done in your lifetime. That's the reason I abandoned advocating for the death penalty.
Well, how many innocent people are you willing to kill in order to
right.
to finally kill a guilty person?
Well, how many guilty people are you, you know, and I guess I'm assuming that there are more innocent, more guilty people killed than innocent ones.
Well, you can assume that, but we don't really know now, do we?
We don't really know.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Dave in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Good day.
Oh, here we go.
Tonight.
Come on, Dave. My short, my 45-year-old butt here sitting with my short haircut in a turtleneck sweater. Yes, I am a hippie. Go ahead.
45? You don't sound 45. You sound
what
like
do I sound
about,
like to you?
About 19.
Okay, excellent. I'll take it.
I've had
my wife would probably appreciate that too.
There you go. Okay. I've had fun listening to each one of your objections, and I'm going to try to take a few of them.
Okay,
point by point. You said the first thing.
Take
you said
the weakest
was,
ones.
Well, you said that you're worried about executing innocent people. Well,
yes, that's
never,
my biggest concern.
Okay, if you never come to a point where you're sure they're guilty, then why hold them to begin with? I mean, you're holding people in a cage somewhere in perpetuity because you don't really know whether or not they did it. Well, that's just as wrong as holding an innocent person because you've already said.
No doubt, but it's not as wrong as killing the person who's innocent, is it?
Well, then you should let them walk.
Well, I don't think this is the argument that I've heard this argument before. So we have a legal system. That legal system has a threshold. It's applied by humans, so it may not be the threshold may not be appropriately applied. But we do have a threshold. That threshold is reasonable doubt. So if we find out later that reasonable doubt is reasonable that maybe the person didn't do it, then you can release somebody who's in prison. If you release somebody from the graveyard, it doesn't do them any good.
Toll free number 855-453. You can also join us on Skype, which is wide open, at lrn.fm.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. Allowing you, of course, to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want, although people really want to talk about the death penalty. This is, of course...
It is a hot-button issue. It always is.
It always has been, always probably will be, because people feel very, very strongly about this, especially, you know, if something bad has happened to someone they love, someone they care about, or they can imagine how they might feel if they were in the shoes of someone who, you know, is related to a murder victim, for
instance. It's also hard to find somebody who disagrees with you on this subject so that you can have, you know, a conversation with.
You mean that most people think the death penalty is a good idea?
I don't know whether they do or not, but
when
I know that
it's hard to find someone who disagrees.
It's just hard to find somebody who disagrees with you.
Just because they don't want to talk about it?
Well, because, yeah, you're either at work where you shouldn't be talking about this stuff,
okay.
Or you're at a dinner party where you shouldn't be talking about this stuff, or wherever you are.
Yeah, electrocutions.
If you're hanging out with friends, they likely agree with you, so you sit around and you know... agree with each other,
yeah,
on
sure.
Why you should or shouldn't do it, and so it's hard to find somebody to have a discussion with on the subject.
Well, here we are. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you know what? The internet was meant to be used anonymously, if you want, and without oversight. A lot of governments and companies are now thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. You can change that by going to proxpn.com and signing up for ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, and apps for all kinds of different operating systems, including your phone. So go to ProXPN.com, and if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Plus, ProXPN Unlike a lot of those other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. They take credit card and Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Get started and use the internet the way it was meant to be used by going to proxpn.com right now. And again, use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Dave dropped off the line there a few moments ago. I know he had more to say, but I'm sure we'll hear from him again.
Yeah, it was a connection issue. That's the only...
Yeah, if there's a technical difficulty, you're welcome to call back, Dave, if you can get through. Saturday nights are always our busiest nights on the phones. Of course, you can always call 7 nights a week.
But it is one call per night otherwise.
That's right. Yeah, that's our... So we don't have very many rules here on Free Talk Live, but that's one of the few. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and whether it's death penalty or whatever's on your mind, John is on the line in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys? Great show
Welcome.
Tonight.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just would have to say, you know, there's so much depending on the quality of a lawyer that you get if you have to go to trial, and it depends mostly on your financial means and your situation.
Sure.
It's just so unfair to certain, you know, certain economic segments of our society that I just think there's
poor
no
people get longer sentences. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, some of these public defenders, they are so overwhelmed with cases, they just try to clean them out the best they can and, you know, get them off their docket. And I just think it's wrong that we have the death penalty because, like you said, there's been so many people been proven that they weren't guilty. And you see it every day. People are being let out of prison because DNA has exonerated them or whatever. And I just think it should be abolished.
Well, I'm with you on that. I do agree that the level of lawyer you have makes a difference. But one thing about death penalty cases is they tend to go to trial, or at the very least, if they get the death penalty, they went to trial.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a fair, quote-unquote, fair trial. The vast majority of people who are in prison and who've been convicted of things never went to trial. Far fewer than 1% of arrests result in a trial by one's peers. I also think that should be done away with. I think that that with plea bargaining itself only benefits A, guilty criminals, and I don't want to benefit them, and B, government employees whose job it is to take things to trial. I don't want to benefit them either. If Americans want the judicial apparatus that we have today, they need to pay for it. And the way they pay for it is by giving every one of those people their day in court.
I think that's a great idea.
Thanks, John, for your call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Don. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Don.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome, sir.
A couple quick comments. One is nobody said, was this gentleman sane when the trial took place?
You tell me. He killed his daughters to send them to heaven because their mother is terrible, according to him.
Well, to me, it sounded like he was insane, but did the lawyer try to plea an insane agreement with?
I don't think, it wasn't mentioned in any of the articles I've read on this, and I've been through two thoroughly.
Okay, well, if they didn't try to plea out an insanity defense, and he was found guilty and he got the death penalty, then they should carry it out, whether he's insane or not.
Well, the stay was applied by a court, so I assume that whatever they did was legal.
Yeah, that means he went insane while he was in prison.
No, he was insane beforehand. I'm going to go out on a limb that a person that would shoot his daughters on the phone with his ex-wife is insane.
What I'm saying, legally, by law, he wasn't insane during the trial, but now they're saying he's insane. I mean, it's like taking Chapter in a raccoon. It's not rabid, putting him in a cage in a pet place, and he catches rabies and let him sit in there. It's the same thing. Either way it goes, it needs to be put down.
I would advocate for putting down mad dogs. The problem is that we have this giant, expensive legal apparatus that every one of these people is mandated to go through. If he did this and then said, please put me to death, he couldn't get put to death for 10 years. And they would still take him through all the appeals and all this stuff. He could beg them for death, and he'd have to do it himself if he wanted to get it done. And you know as well.
That's our bureaucratic system. That's
the system we got. You can't. We can't wish it away.
No, we can't, but we can refine it and make it better. If states going to have the death penalty, then they need to do something about that system in order to make
I say that's
right.
Why we get rid of the death penalty, because the state has shown over the course of, we've had the American government for 240 years, and they've shown that they are bad at it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't seem to be able to get it right. I mean, unfortunately, not saying anything against you, I am an advocate for the death penalty for people that deserve the death penalty.
I think this guy deserves it. I'm against the death penalty, and this guy deserves the death penalty.
I mean, I live my life off of common sense and logic, and common sense and logic says if he was found guilty and he got the death penalty, then put him to death. Get it over with. If his appeals processes have run out, whether he's crazy or not, he needs to go.
Apparently, they haven't run out.
Thanks, Don, for your call tonight. Let's continue. 855-453, by the way, is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We go to Willie, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Willie.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I wanted to... So many things came up as I was listening to everybody, but I heard you say earlier that everybody on the death row was... going to heaven or not guilty or something like that, forgiven. Well, actually, that's not true according to the scripture. Because in Hebrews 10:26, it says, any man that sins willfully, there is no more room for repentance. After he understands the knowledge, if this guy was a church guy and he knew what repentance and salvation was about, then he can't just do that and then say, I'm just going to ask the Lord for forgiveness later. That's not how that works.
I'm not clear on the verse. I'm not clear on the verse you're talking about. I mean, I've read the Bible a few times. I believe you.
10:26.
Let's take it as though it's 100% true. I don't doubt
I'm
you for a second.
I'm a Pentecostal preacher. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this: are you a holiness preacher?
Yes, sir.
I figured you would be. So
what does that mean?
I'm going to explain it right now.
Okay.
So you would agree with me that all sin is equal, that killing your children in God's eyes is equal to simply lusting for a woman, right?
No, sir. Not according to the scripture.
Well, you wouldn't say that, but that sin, but either one of those sins will result in you going to hell, right?
Yes, sir. But that, okay. The Lord does classify sin. He said there are seven things that I hate. He said abomination, necrophilia, those things like that. And above all, I hate those that sow discord amongst the brothers. So there are things that God hates. There are sins and there are things that he hates. So there are differences. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Willie, for your call tonight. Mark, I want to hear more about this holiness thing in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, MLS 134251.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. We are discussing the death penalty. And, of course, people do tend to get pretty emotional about this particular issue. And we've already heard the emotional objection or the emotional advocacy in support of the death penalty saying, well, if your family member died or was murdered, then you'd probably want to kill the person who killed them. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I like to practice the idea of forgiveness. But further, you can make an emotional argument against the death penalty as well. If your family member was accused of killing someone that they didn't kill and then was put on death row and was facing possibly being exterminated, you might oppose the death penalty in that case, wouldn't you? Or yeah. Would you all of a sudden, you know, think your innocent family member should die just because you support the death penalty?
It's pretty clear that you would, especially if you knew they were innocent.
Exactly.
You'd be against the death penalty.
Maybe you were with them at the time, you know, that it happened or whatever. Okay, so toll-free number here is 855-453. That allows you to join us. By the way, I want to thank our listeners who stepped up and donated over $5,000 to Free Talk Live's equipment fundraiser. I shouldn't even say it was Free Talk Live's. We didn't create it. It was a listener of ours, Virgil, from Cell411, getcell411.com, great mobile app that's like a decentralized emergency response app. Virgil put together this fundraiser. We didn't ask him to. We didn't ask for a dime. He put this together, put it out there. Our listeners spread it around, and it raised over $5,000 to help us replace the equipment that the FBI has confiscated from our studio. It happened a couple weeks ago. And that $5,000 has been more than sufficient to get us back on the air and to get the studio. I just finished building another computer here tonight. But earlier this week, I finished the new CAM server for Free Talk Live. So for years, we had a webcam that was at 360p, 360 lines, horizontal lines of resolution. We now have 720p, so we now have
That's HD, right?
Yeah, we have four
low
times.
Low-level HD.
That's HD. Okay. It's HD quality. We have four times the pixels that we had previously, and it looks great. The cams are up right now. If you've not seen us before on YouTube, we just started doing YouTube live broadcasting just a few months ago. We had a different live stream elsewhere prior to that. So now we're in HD on YouTube, and we will be every single night thanks to those generous listeners who donated to that fundraiser. it made it possible. We've got a much more ballsy computer now that's able to pump out that kind of quality video. So if you want to see that, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room built in beneath the cam, so you don't have to sit on YouTube's page and sit in their horrible chat room. Our chat room is a little less horrible over at freetalklive.com, but it's still just still chat trolls in there, so you get what you get with chat rooms. Anyway, the cam's there, and it looks great. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can get the archives in video format. Of course, we still have audio archives galore that go back for more than a decade at freetalklive.com. So once again, check out the new HD webcams at cam.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Oh, wait. You were going to tell me about this holiness preacher thing.
Right. So
the last guy that was on the line,
Willie,
was,
I think is what his name was. Is that right?
Willie in Georgia.
Yeah. So I used to be a he's a Holiness Pentecostal preacher. I used to be a Holiness Pentecostal.
Okay.
And essentially, what the idea is that if you are imbued with Jesus Christ, then you will cease to sin, and you're gonna have to work at it, but that is an achievement that is possible. And I found it, I just found it very, very difficult to deal with. Now, I stopped cussing and I stopped doing a variety of things, but frankly, I was a very young man. I was, we're talking 19, 20, 21 at this time. Mm-hmm. And the idea that I wasn't going to quote unquote lust after a woman was going to be, I didn't have an opportunity to get married at the time. So, it was, I struggled a great deal. I struggled a great deal, and the holiness belief system is probably what broke my faith entirely. The reason that I just decided I just can't do this, because I really did believe that was how, and I may still believe that's right, the real Christianity, the holiness Christianity. But,
well, isn't being a real Christian, doing your best to emulate Jesus, to
Jesus didn't sin,
to be like Jesus as much as you possibly can? And so I would like to know from people who consider themselves Christians and also believe in the death penalty, is who would Jesus kill? Because he didn't seem like that kind of, killing kind of guy.
Willie wasn't advocating for that, just to make that clear.
I'm pretty sure it sounded like he was advocating. Now, he ended up having to disconnect the call. But
I don't know what he said regarding the death penalty. He simply said that you can't go against, you can't be, as a Christian, you can't willingly sin and expect to go to heaven, is what he said.
Okay. All right. I got the impression he supported the death penalty. But as well as I do, there are Christians who support the death penalty. Maybe,
sure.
Maybe Willie didn't.
The death penalty is quite biblical.
Okay, but
not
who would Jesus kill?
Right. Jesus clearly wouldn't, right?
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Would Jesus hire someone to kill for him?
You mean like a prison executioner?
Whoever.
Right. Well, that's essentially what we do as a society, is we pay some prison guard to throw some switch or whatever.
Well, I don't do that. I don't support that.
Well, I mean, that's the notion that the society in which we live in is a forced society. You must use the governmental systems that we have, and you have to pay for this stuff. So therefore, that's what that is.
Let's talk to Scott in South Carolina, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Great. Glad to hear the FBI took your stuff. Now they're listening in and I'm talking. So, at any rate, we'll pass that.
They've been listening already.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
I know, really, right? No, seriously, 2 points. The one on the holiness thing, it's really about Christ. It's not about the sin. I mean, if you got Christ and you know Jesus, your sins are forgiven, okay, number one. So we can get bogged down in holiness and Pentecostal and, Methodist and all that. But, mainly it's about Christ. And you're forgiven. And
I'll take your word for it. Next.
Yeah, okay. So secondly, though, your position with Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer, getting killed in prison, that's incongruent. Like, you're like, great, he's dead. These guys, I mean, I get your point about the innocent, and I'm feeling you on that, but here's the deal. Those son of a pups that are going on trial, you got to look at the rap sheet. It's probably long as your leg, and they finally got caught at something, and they've been doing crimes their whole stinking life.
Just to clarify, I don't know if you were tuned in at the very beginning of this show. The case that we brought up, that Mark, you brought in tonight, is a Texas accountant who, by all indicators, had a completely clean rap sheet. He was a church-going man who was an accountant for a living.
I'm feeling you on
and
that. And
killed his daughter.
And I get that. Yeah, that's a crying shame. And listen, you know, people are getting blown up all over the place. Innocent people are getting blown up. Like, the cop, the Virginia cop that talked to a guy at a bus station had two kids. The guy, he walked up and talked to the guy for a little program they were doing in Virginia. The guy pulled out a gun and shot the state trooper, killed him. Like, that is so random to me. So the idea of, like, a random guy, you know, this preacher and this, it's bad news. But the Bible says a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye.
Yeah, and also, that's the law. And in Acts, they were very clear that that Jesus fulfilled the law. And that the same reason you can eat shellfish is the same reason that Mosaic law, Messianic law, doesn't necessarily apply these days. So
I don't get the shellfish one. I don't get that.
Well, it's very clear that if you want to follow the Old Testament law, that you're not allowed to eat shellfish. But if you want to pick it, you can't just pick and choose which ones of those Old Testament laws you like. Jesus fulfilled them all.
Right, and you can eat anything, and the Jews can eat anything. They just don't,
right.
You know, they're not, if you're Messianic, yeah, you
can. So eye for an eye is not, so you can't fall back on eye for an eye being biblical. You can go ahead and say that that's the way the law should be, and I'm fine with that, but you can't say, well, that's what the Bible says, because the Bible says you can't eat shellfish either.
Well, and in the Old Testament, right. So, and then, you know, with the woman that was sinning, the adulteress, and Jesus met her at the well. Wait a minute, that was the well. So the other one, when they were going to stone her, and he just said, you know, the guy with no sin cast the first stone, and he was drawn in the sand, and then he forgave her. So I get that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now, I don't advocate forgiving this guy. I advocate throwing him in a cell and leaving him there for the rest of his life. He's 60. It won't take that long. He might die of natural causes before he...
Wait a minute. You don't have to let the guy out of the cell to forgive him, right? Forgiveness is about... Forgiveness is about you. Forgiveness is about letting the burden come off of you. Thank you, Scott, for your call here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. You can forgive someone without forgetting. You can forgive someone without trusting them again. So, again, forgiveness is about letting off your burdens. 855-453. 855-450-3733. You can comment on the death penalty. Also, military suicides still super high.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.